Today's readings are all about the church. The Catholic Church, the church that Jesus founded, has real authority and real power. Not in herself, but because Jesus chooses to use her. And so in the first reading, you see the institution of the diaconate. Right? Not something that's revealed when Jesus is on earth, something that's revealed through his church, and that the bishops have a real power to do, to ordain men to serve the people of God. The church has always been understood as this symbol of a boat, right? And so in the gospel today, right, that the apostles, the bishops, are in the boat, and they're rowing, right? They're working, they're trying to cooperate with God. And all the storms of life get stirred up. What I love about the story today so much is the very end. Is that once they see Jesus, they're afraid. He tells them not to be afraid. He doesn't get in the boat with them, but they immediately arrive at shore. The point for us today is we have to stay in the boat. Whether it appears like Jesus is getting in or not, whether what Jesus reveals to us is really scary or not, we have to stay in the boat. There's a great analogy of this, I think, with family life, right? The daily duties, the daily struggles, the sacrifices of family life, you have to continue to make them. You have to stay in the boat. Regardless of what might appear from the outside, the storms, what it appears Jesus is calling you to do that might be really scary, you have to stay faithful to your family. And so today we simply ask Jesus to increase our faith, to increase our faith that Jesus chose to save us through his church so that we can have faith and hope in that. That whether he appears to be with us or not, he is going to bring the boat to the shore.